Dreamscape presents Hotel of Secrets by Diana Biller, narrated by Carlotta Brenton. To my family. This story deals with complex themes. For a list of content warnings, please visit the author's website. Chapter 1. He gave me a hotel. What the hell am I supposed to do with a hotel? Journal entry of Teresa Wallner, Vienna, 7th of June, 1805. Vienna, New Year's Eve, 1877. There were 28 minutes left in 1877, and, as if the year had not seen trouble enough, Maria Wallner's father led Maria Wallner's mother onto the dance floor, clasped her amorously to his chest, and with the first languid, delicate notes of Strauss's Vienna Blood Waltz providing a suitably romantic background, began to dance. Maria Wallner, current manager of the Hotel Wallner, hostess of the party her parents had just taken center stage at, and newly returned emergency plumber of the fourth floor bathroom, stood in the doorway of the hotel's small ballroom and allowed herself precisely 10 seconds of shock. They made a stunning picture, or at least Elisabeth Wallner, Maria's mother, did. At some point in her youth, Elisabeth had been told she resembled Empress Sisi, the emperor's beautiful bride, and she had never forgotten. Everything from her hairstyle to her fitness regimen, strict gymnastics every morning, was modeled from Sisi. And now, with her dark hair streaming down her back, studded with crystal hairpins, and her midnight blue velvet gown frothing with silver lace, she looked every bit an empress. Maria's father, Baron Heinrich von Eder, looked very much like the portly middle-aged aristocrat he was. The couples around them were barely waltzing, fixated on the delicious scandal unfolding. The audience at the edges of the dance floor whispered and laughed, their eyes darting greedily between the couple and the stone-faced blonde woman standing like a dignified statue in the corner of the ballroom. Because none of this would have been particularly scandalous if her parents had been married, or indeed, if they had not just broken the single rule governing the 30-year detente between the Wallner and von Eder households, namely, that Baron Heinrich von Eder would refrain from noticing Elisabeth Wallner until Baroness
Sample complete. Ready to continue?